If you're listening to this podcast, it means you're ready to break free from your restaurant running your life. You're tired of working so hard for so little. It's time you get the restaurant you desire and deserve. To do that, you'll have to learn how to make more while working less in your restaurant. So how do you do that? It starts when you book a complimentary success strategy session with the Restaurant Coach. That's right, a completely free one-on-one session with Donald Burns, the Restaurant Coach. This is a $500 value that he is giving to listeners of this podcast. During your session, Donald is going to help you get crystal clear about where your restaurant is now and where you want to be in the next 90 days. He'll even give you a three-step plan to get started. You just need to take action. Just go to therestaurantcoach.com to book your success strategy session now.
Loading in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It's the cure for the common restaurant. Expert interviews, tools, and tips to get you the restaurant you know it can be. Now, here is your host, Donald Burns, the Restaurant Coach.
Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It is the cure for the common restaurant. Hey, let's see if you can relate to this. It's 12 a.m. Another late night for you being the restaurant owner. You get home to realize that you haven't eaten all day because you were busy at the restaurant all day long. So what do? You go in the kitchen, you grab some bread, you make a sandwich. There you are sitting on the sofa in the living room, just taking in the silence. You finish your sandwich. You walk down the hallway, open the door to your daughter's room. You see her laying there sleeping. And the thing is, it hits you. You know, she's turned 6 tomorrow. And you're going to have to miss her birthday party because it's a Friday night and the restaurant's packed and you have to be there. Kind of like walk into the room, you bend over, you kiss her goodnight while your heart is just breaking inside from missing another birthday. Especially since you missed her dance recital last week because you had to be at the restaurant. You finally make it to bed and your spouse asks you, you know, how was business? And, you know, you kind of suck it up. You say it was good even though it was slow that night. And she turns towards you to remind you that business taxes are due. You go to give her a kiss and she turns back over and goes back to sleep. You see, you sold her on your dream and that dream has turned into a nightmare for both of you. She's really fed up with your hobby not making the money you told her it would. I mean, you can't even remember when the last time you had a date night together. The room feels really lonely and cold. You feel more like roommates than a couple. And you lay down, wondering if you're going to have enough in the bank to cover those taxes and payroll since they hit at the same time. And then all of a sudden, oh, crap. I mean, oh, you just gave your seafood vendor a big check today as well. What if they all hit the bank at once? You lie in bed, and you can just feel your heart racing with anxiety. And it's now 2 a.m. You finally fall asleep an hour later, and you're abruptly woken up by your daughter at 6 a.m. who reminds you that it's her birthday. Then it hits you full force, right in the chest. The reality that you're failing as a parent, as a spouse, as a restaurant owner. You think to yourself, man, if it would just be busy this weekend, things would be better. Business strategy turns into hope, and hope turns into a prayer. The weekend comes, and you, like always, you throw yourself into your work, 100%. You keep saying you're going to start working out again, and you keep pushing it back to next week when business picks up and you're not so stressed out about sales in the bank account. But the busier it gets, the more hours you work because you just don't know any other way. I mean, hey, come on. Hard work got you this far and surely it's going to get you through this rough patch, right? Sadly, no. See, the restaurant you dreamed of opening has turned on you and now it owns you. Mind, body, and soul. You're stuck, and it doesn't look promising for the future of your business, your health, or relationships with your kids, or your marriage. You might be thinking, oh my God, Donald, it's like you're watching a private movie of my life. Actually, that was my life when I opened my first restaurant. I was failing, and I kept lying to myself that things would eventually get better without me becoming a better owner. And I was lucky. I had a regular guest who came to my restaurant. His name was Peter, who happened to be a very, very successful businessman. One night he sat down with me after dinner service and he said, you know, let's have a talk. He grabbed a little kind of white, you know, bar napkin from the table and he pulled out a pen and he scribbled on it three words: people, product, process. And he said, these three elements are the secret to long-term restaurant and business success. And I could tell he thought I was skeptical. I mean, it couldn't be that simple. And then he went on to explain that the secret was the order you placed them in. And then he said to me, you know, Donald, you have the menu dialed in, but that's just one element of the product piece. You have some checklist, but your team isn't using them to their potential. You're interviewing for skill and not for personality, and that's why you have high turnover. So Peter made me a deal. He said he would spend an hour each week going over this framework piece by piece, and I had to commit to being open to new ideas and to actually implement the tools. And I agreed, and I will tell you now, it not only saved my restaurant, it changed my life. The crazy thing is that was 28 years ago, and I still have the original napkin Peter wrote those three words on. It's up in my office in a shadow box. And since then, I've refined and modified those original tools to meet the demands of the modern independent restaurant. See, I was allowing my ego, pride, and denial to run my restaurant. So allow me to show you a way to have a very successful restaurant that doesn't own you. So you can have time with your family and friends. Not stressed about money. No more arguments with the spouse about, you know, your restaurant. It's always your restaurant is always a problem. How about maybe getting even a good night's sleep with no nightmares about your business? You see, someone reached out and coached me and it changed everything. So allow me to offer that to you. Now, today is a very, very special episode because I wanted to share a chapter from my third book, Your Restaurant Culture Sucks. Now, I've had all five of my books narrated by the incredible Sean Pratt. And in this final book in the Your Restaurant Sucks trilogy, it's the end of a series. But here's the beautiful thing. It starts a new series of books, audiobooks, and courses that are going to be designed to really finally help you pull all the pieces together in a coherent system that is guaranteed to allow you to maximize your profit and get your life back. Yes, you can have your cake and eat it too, without sacrificing your life to your restaurant. So grab a seat and let's jump into this chapter in the Your Restaurant Culture Sucks book called The Eight Driving Forces of Restaurant Success.
The Eight Driving Forces of Restaurant Success. When you work with thousands of restaurants over years, you see the patterns of success and the patterns of failure. For the last 5 years, during a dynamic shift in the economy, I have studied who the very best and most successful restaurants are and how they stay on top year after year. I can tell you now that it's not luck. Even as the industry is on a roller coaster ride, these restaurants stay at the top of their game. Here are the eight driving forces of restaurant success that they focus on to keep their edge. Force 1. Static business plans are dead. You need a map, a massive action plan. Business plans don't work. I don't think they ever really did. We produce this perfect picture of how our restaurant is supposed to be, and as we know, life is anything but predictable. I hate to tell you that all that hard work you might have done to create a business plan was not as effective as coming up with a fluid action plan that can adapt to the ever-changing market. A massive action plan considers four key factors: brand positioning, guest trends, menu adaptation, and social media acuity. You need to be constantly monitoring these four keys to stay ahead of market changes before they are too late. The pace of change has accelerated to the point where a business plan is no longer enough to plot the future of your business with any certainty. Disruptive technologies or unexpected competitors can come along and displace your restaurant overnight. How do you position your business in this hyper-competitive environment? You create a business map. To create an effective business map, you must ask yourself the following questions. 1. What business am I in? Your answer may seem obvious, but you need to drill a little deeper. For instance, what business is Starbucks in? Most people would say the coffee business. But ask Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, and he will tell you about his trip to Italy, where he saw people eagerly meeting in cafes before and after work. He saw the promise of a transitional meeting place between home and work, and that was the seed that grew into Starbucks. He knew his business was about creating an experience, not just delivering coffee. 2. What business am I really in? When I ask restaurant owners this, the majority answer the food business. Some take it up a level and say the hospitality or service business. A few get clever and say the people business. While all are correct on some level, we miss the real business restaurants are in. We are in the distraction business. Think about all the shit going on right now in your life. No, not the stuff you tell people with whom you are dealing. I'm talking about all that crap that you don't share. Now, if you're listening to this, the chances are high that you're also considered a high achiever. I know this because mediocre people don't read or listen to books like these. They just play the victim. So, even high achievers have shit happening in their life. Let me ask you a question. How do you deal with all of that? If you're honest, you must deal with most of it, but you also tend to brush a few things to the side. We all do, so don't think for one second that you're above it. It's classically called escapism in psychology. The technical definition, according to Wikipedia, is escapism is mental diversion from unpleasant or boring aspects of daily life, typically through activities involving imagination or entertainment. Escapism may be used to occupy oneself away from persistent feelings of depression or general sadness. Hey, we all have things to deal with. Yes, you most likely deal with 90% of your problems in a healthy manner. What about the other 10%? Do you binge eat? Knock back a few Manhattans late at night? Or watch a little too much Netflix? A little escapism is okay. It's when we live most of our life there or allow it to run our lives that things go bad. Now, look around at the guests in your restaurant. Are they there for food and drink, or are they wanting to escape their lives for a moment? When you think about it, what we really sell is escapism through your guest experience. Human beings have so much come at them every day that escaping is required if we don't want to go insane. In 2019, American diners spent an estimated $863 billion in restaurants, according to the National Restaurant Association, revealing the enormous role dining out plays in our social lives. So, when the pandemic shuttered restaurants for months, we saw a huge increase in depression and anxiety around the globe. Plus, brands like Netflix saw a huge increase in new members and the number of hours people were streaming. Now, in 2022, life is starting to return to normal. As we learn to live with COVID, restaurants are once again seeing a resurgence. That's good news if you can understand that escapism is our real currency. When guests make the decision to eat at your restaurant, they don't want to hear about your problems. They don't want to hear a service team member sharing all their personal drama. I sat at a restaurant once and asked the server what I thought was a simple question. How's your day? That turned into a 15-minute rant from the server about how fucked up their life was. So much for me escaping and just relaxing. Don't take this the wrong way. Guests, for the most part, do not care if you don't have enough staff, why the air conditioning is not working, or why your vendor didn't drop off the romaine. Yes, these are real issues that restaurants face every single day, and you must deal with them. You just need to understand that your guests don't care, because they have come to your restaurant to forget the problems of the world and do not want to hear about your problems. If you have an upscale, fine dining, or even fast casual concept, guests come to your restaurant to be transported to another place. I have one coaching client that owns a very intimate neighborhood restaurant in the Nob Hill area of San Francisco called Alto Vino. Callie and her husband, Nick, who was also the chef, created the restaurant based on their trips to Italy. They often get a compliment about their restaurant along the lines of, "I felt like I was in a cafe in Italy and not San Francisco." That's the real experience you sell. Now, you might be saying, what about fast food restaurants? Do people go there to escape? Yes. Think about why we crave fast food. It's, at its essence, comfort food. I remember as a child going to McDonald's as a treat. A&W drive-ins were the same thing. A chance to escape our normal life. People today also tend to use food as an escape to deal with a variety of issues that range from stress, anxiety, and depression. According to a recent study published in a journal from Ohio State University, it was found that the consumption of fast food and levels of stress were directly proportional to each other. This means that low levels of stress were associated with low consumption of fast food and vice versa. It's not that these people don't want to eat healthier. If you don't know how to manage stress, then when you are so stressed out, you eat what is fast and convenient. Those brands that understand that restaurants create a place where people can escape their lives are the ones that will thrive and not just survive. 3. How is business? This question isn't about how your business is now. It's where business is going. Back in the early 1900s, if railroad companies in the U.S. realized that they were really in the transportation business, not the railroad business, they could have prevented the entire industry from going bankrupt as the trucking industry took over. Having a business map really means framing your business in terms that enables you to see opportunities and threats that you might otherwise overlook. Knowing what business you're in means having a deep and thorough understanding of your customer and the value they gain from you. Once you really understand how to consistently offer more value than anyone else in your market, you're in a better position to identify where you are now and what it will take to get you to where you want to be. You'll have more certainty about what your business needs to grow now, and you'll be better able to steer your organization in accordance with that vision. Most important, you'll understand what business you need to be in to become the dominant force in your market. 4. Why did you get into this business originally? I've talked about knowing your why for years, and here is the reason. Your why drives everything. Let me repeat that. Your why drives everything. Once you understand that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it, you will allow your restaurant to be different. Different is good. Most try to be clones of each other with a little tweak to the menu to stand out. If a new restaurant opened across the street from you next week that has the same decor, same menu, same prices, what would be different? That would be you and your culture. Culture is cultivated by a strong why. 5. Why are you in it now? Business takes a lot of energy if you're going to make it truly successful. That energy can get worn out. But you need to have a reason and a vision of something you're truly passionate about, where you're serving more than yourself. Harness that passion to keep you moving forward. Everyone in the restaurant industry at one point, and some, many multiple times, have reached burnout, myself included. What has always pulled me back from that crispy edge has been to reconnect with why I love my business. When your why comes from your heart and is in alignment with your core values, it ceases to be work. 6. Who are you? No, this isn't some vague attempt to get you to see a psychiatrist. It's just that you need to know who you are and what you stand for. Your vibe attracts your tribe in more ways than one. Who you are is the determining factor in who is drawn to your brand. That goes for your guests and your team. Like does attract like. The energy you put out is going to come back to you. It's called the law of vibration, and it can be a real bitch if you don't respect it. There are 12 universal laws, and you want to make sure you are using them the correct way or risk possibly never getting the right energy for your restaurant. The law of vibration can be summarized like this. At a microscopic level, everything is in constant motion, vibrating at a specific frequency. This applies to matter, but also one's personal frequency and restaurant frequency as well. This law says that our vibrational frequency can attract or repel other vibrations. For example, you may be able to find staff, but you can't keep them for more than a few weeks because, vibrationally, your culture could be operating, that is, vibrations, on a lower level. I do a deep dive into the relationship between culture and energy in my program called The Restaurant Accelerator. 7. Who are your current guests? You must understand that your guests will change over time. This is the problem that many famous brands didn't realize until too late. You must be aware of who is dining at your restaurant and anticipate the changes that might be happening without you knowing. You have guests that are your primary market, or avatar, and you also have a second avatar, and maybe more. Knowing the depth of your market is critical for longevity to your brand. You need to know who they are, where they shop, what clothes they buy, phones they use, and the cars they drive. Knowing your market goes more into psychology than traditional data points or demographics. 8. What does your restaurant need from you? Are you a skilled chef? Are you an operator? Are you a restaurateur? Align your true nature with your role to better serve your guest, your team, and your restaurant. Don't take this the wrong way, but many restaurant operators would be better if they did not run their restaurants and were just owners. Yes, there are operators who can run a team and make money, and there are owners who are better at the big picture and not the day-to-day operations. Now, after working with thousands of independent restaurants over the last 13 years, I can honestly say that I have met only 14 that were incredible owner-operators. The rest were either one or the other. The majority are better in the owner role. The skills and personality traits that can get a restaurant started are different than the skills and personality required to run a profitable brand. It's okay to admit that you might just suck at running your restaurant. If so, you better have a badass map in place to get you working on the business and leave the working in the business to your team. 9. Where are you? In the economy? In the industry? In your market? You must keep track and be aware of what is going on around you as far as current events, the economy, the markets, and the restaurant industry in general. Now, I said be aware, not obsessed or reactionary. It's easy to go down the rabbit hole of gloom and doom when we tune into the news channels today. I feel they are more on spreading fear and panic than actual news. However, that is just my opinion. You want to be informed, not paralyzed by fear. Take the information and use it to stay ahead of what could be coming. I had predicted in 2019 that the restaurant industry was about to implode because we had reached a point of market saturation. I did not see the pandemic of 2020 coming. It did clear out a lot of those average restaurants that should have closed years ago. Now that the world is starting to recover, the race is back on for new restaurants to open. Why is it that anyone with a checkbook and a meatball recipe from their grandmother thinks it's a great idea to open a restaurant? There is an old saying that a fool and his money are soon parted. That was directed at the restaurant industry. And finally, 10. How do you need to prepare for the next season? To succeed, it is vital that you do the right thing at the right time. The most important thing you can do is understand where you are now and identify current opportunities. Markets go up and down all the time. It's the natural ebb and flow of business cycles. You want to be incredibly careful of riding the wave up because it will eventually come down. It always does. You can't have sunshine every day. You need the rain every once in a while to allow you to appreciate the sunny days. You should always have a few strategic plans for your restaurant. How many do you need? Here's what my private coaching members have to do with my workshop called Strat Maps. They must create the following: a 5-year vision map, a 3-year work map, a 1-year clear map, a quarterly SWOT map, a monthly restaurant map, and a weekly flex map. They use each map, or massive action plan, like a chess grandmaster would plan their domination of their competition. They don't just hope they have a good match. They study and plan to take the game. Without a plan, you are planning to fail. I am constantly shocked when I ask restaurant owners to tell me their plan for the month, and they don't have one. Force 2. Constant and strategic change to the market. Strategic change theory. Change is mandatory. Growth is optional. Too many operators get stuck in habits that no longer serve their business. You must be willing to open your mind to a new way of running your business. The industry changes so quickly that if you think you know it all and do not need to change, you'll quickly find yourself in the same situation as the once famous Howard Johnson's chain. Out of business. Is innovation important? Ask Blockbuster if they saw Netflix coming. Here's a hard truth. The market will always be searching for something new, and you, not your competitor, must be the one to give it to them. Understanding and enacting these 4 principles is essential to kickstarting a state of constant and successful evolution in your business. 4 keys to strategic innovation. 1. Unlock and unleash your power to create progress. Pinpoint what's blocking your restaurant's path forward. All the brand motivation in the world is useless without insight into your and your brand's core values and mission. Use your strat maps to understand where your brand is now and to clearly define where you want to be. 2. Make your change compelling. Only when you have a compelling vision, mission, and story behind your restaurant will you be able to effectively create change in your market. Come up with powerful reasons to change and innovate. That requires you to keep your finger on the pulse of what your market wants and demands. And remember, change comes in many flavors. It's not just about high-tech advances or efficiencies in your process. You can innovate or change how you approach your relationship with your guests, or add a new voice or perspective that sees your restaurant in a new light. 3. Link your menu to your sales numbers. The world's most successful restaurants are constantly examining the relationship between their menu and guests' behavior. Are there ways you can adjust your menu to encourage higher frequency of visits or enhanced value? What changes can you make to increase your guest check average? Incremental improvements can generate geometric sales growth. And 4, strategizing should be an embedded skill. Once again, you must start thinking chess, not checkers. A quarterly meeting isn't enough. Strategizing must be a part of your restaurant's culture, the same way customer service and quality control are deeply embedded in your processes. Innovation and change are really a daily habit, whereby you constantly reassess what your guests need now and what they will need in a year. It requires anticipation and a determination to never stop identifying new opportunities to serve your guests better through fresh and innovative approaches. These 4 principles can help you create a state of constant and successful evolution in your business. #WTSD. Innovation doesn't have to be glamorous. It just must be consistent. Force 3. Modern marketing focus. What do guests get from you, and what do they get from your competitor? This is the essence of the guest experience, and it's what differentiates your restaurant. The better you are at shaping that experience, the greater your reach and your profits. Effective marketing today fundamentally requires knowing who your guests are, where they are on social media, and what they want and need. How to tell your brand story in a way that compels them to visit. And everything there is to know about your menu and services so you can educate your guests about why your offering is the best choice. Five essential keys to making your marketing truly world-class. 1. Be where your guests are. You are there for your guest when they are looking for you. In today's always-on environment, you must meet that expectation by helping your guests access information, get help, and share experiences on their schedule across different forms of media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and other channels. Spend a few minutes daily monitoring your social media presence, or assign a staff member to do so, and you will gain valuable intelligence about your prospects and clients. 2. Respond quickly and with meaning. Everything is immediate now. Guests expect prompt interactions. A quick reply is valuable only when you fully understand a guest's questions, intentions, and needs. You've spent years learning the competition. Now it's time to learn your guest and respond in a meaningful fashion when they need your help or have a complaint. 3. Understand their goals and help them make informed decisions. Social media channels provide the opportunity to ask your guests about what they really want from your restaurant. In this consultative approach to marketing, you're letting each guest know, "We're listening, and we want to establish a long-term relationship with you." When you really understand your guests' needs, you can take massive action to create the outcomes that make them feel welcome, important, and comfortable. 4. Collaborate with your guests to create value. You're not just marketing a restaurant. You're offering a lifestyle. Successful restaurants are more collaborative now than ever before, adding value that helps guests realize their goals and supports their lifestyle. You must tailor your menu and services to the guest, not the other way around. And that begins with your marketing outreach. And 5, add a personal touch. You remember every detail from your restaurant's earliest days, including the face of your very first guest who walked in the door. Are your current guests as memorable? Individualized relationships now trump routine transactions. A thoughtful social media strategy, properly executed, will enable you to become more familiar with your guests. You'll then be able to ask questions, gather intelligence, become more of a part of their extended family. Add the personalized notes and touches that make your guests into raving fans. I recently celebrated my birthday at the Ritz-Carlton Cancun, and we had dinner at their AAA five-diamond restaurant called Fantino. The food and service were impeccable, as expected. What really blew us away was the little personal touches they kept dropping throughout the meal. A muse from the chef, tableside bread service with three distinct olive oils, another amuse from the chef, a black napkin for my partner who was wearing a black dress, a purse stand so her Louis Vuitton would not sit on the floor, a third amuse from the chef. Not just pointing you to the restroom, but someone escorting you there and walking back to your table with you to pull out your chair, and they replaced her napkin with a clean one. Following dessert, a petit four cart sent from the pastry chef. Then finally a birthday cake with a personal note written on the plate. Just when you thought they were done, they just added another touch to enhance the experience. I have a client in El Paso, Texas, that gives out a small churro to guests when they come in to order a pizza while they wait. He adds a handwritten note on the side of the churro bag that simply says, "Thank you." Little touches allow you to stand out in the mind and hearts of your guests. Force 4. Train your team to maximize sales. 80% of your sales come from 20% of your team. In business, sometimes you must rethink your approaches, even those that have been successful, to create even bigger results. This is especially true if you understand that your restaurant is a sales platform to sell your menu and services. Force number four of the eight driving forces of restaurant success is to improve your sales process. Even if you're in the midst of your busy season, it's essential to constantly optimize your sales and the performance of your sales team, which are your servers and bartenders. Use these five strategies for sales dominance. They're about selecting, training, and strategizing with salespeople to produce better results. Five key sales performance strategies. 1. Start by choosing the right people. You must inspire a standard of greatness in everyone who represents your restaurant. Choose people who are passionate about your brand, possess a top-notch work ethic, align with your core values, and will be unstoppable in growing your brand. They should possess the personality that is in alignment with excellent guest services. They need to be positive and friendly. 2. Rethink your training program. Different restaurant concepts call for different service approaches. Even if a new staff member has experience at another restaurant, you still need to train them in the art of selling your menu and services effectively. Menu training, guest interaction, and four walls marketing are all critical to getting you and your team on the same page. 3. Clearly define your goals and objectives. You must maintain a constant dialogue with your team. Every aspect of your ongoing relationship, from nitty-gritty to big picture, must be clearly defined. Ask yourself the following three questions. What markers will measure success? What are their expectations of you? And what are your expectations of them? 4. Keep tabs on performance. As your restaurant grows, communication can fall into dysfunction. Signals get crossed, expectations obscured, and confusion reigns. Your advantage will come from creating a specific set of key performance indicators built against a defined sales and performance schedule. Keep rigorous track of them and constantly be training the team to improve. My favorite KPI to track for service team performance is guest check average. And finally, 5, know when it's time to cut ties. Maybe the ROI just isn't there. As the leader, you understand that it's necessary, sometimes, to sever ties with a team member who isn't delivering the results you need, even after much training and goal setting. Continue to evaluate the relationship long after the honeymoon stage. When your goals are no longer aligned with those of a member of the team, parting ways allows you each to seek new opportunities. Force 5. Mine your POS for data. Have you ever tried playing golf? Then you know that the slightest adjustment in your swing can mean the difference between slicing and shanking the ball or driving it perfectly down the green. And it's the same in restaurant business, because what it comes down to is the fact that the smallest changes can yield the biggest results. When business isn't going according to plan, and your brain keeps telling you nothing is working, it can feel like you are a million miles away from where you want to be. But the truth is, you're only 2 millimeters away. This is true even if you are performing above your standards, because there is always another level. And to break through, it comes down to the little things, because it's those tiny little habits that add up. A week from now, a month from now, a year from now, to make a profound difference. So, ask yourself, what 2 millimeter shifts can you make in your restaurant to change everything? One of the best places to start is the optimization and maximization of the data in your POS. This is about your ability to make an existing core process, especially one that's already been profitable, and execute it more efficiently, so that you are continuously evolving your business to the next level of success. Because sometimes the biggest growth opportunities don't come from new initiatives, but rather from taking the core processes the business is already doing and executing them more effectively. A small improvement made in a few key areas can result in geometric growth to the business. What should you focus on? Opportunities for maximization can be found in every area of the business. Catering and private dining leads, guest check average, upsells, changes to your sides and portions to lead to more sales and additional upsells. The key is to understand your menu mix and then use menu engineering to really amp up the profits on your menu. Ask yourself what menu items have contributed to your success and which posed new challenges and pricing and labor increases. What were the key decisions you made over the last year and what resulted because of those choices? And how will you maintain your strengths and build on your weaknesses? Also, make it a point to measure. You can't manage what you don't measure. Learn from your experience and results. Evaluate your successes and failures, and in reliving the game, mentally prepare for the next one. Remember, the little things aren't little. They're everything. Follow my 3-10-2 equation to maximize your profits, because it's in the details that you can find the driving force for your business to reach the next level. And it's in making these 2-millimeter shifts now that you can achieve the most astounding results tomorrow. In Restaurant Masterminds, you will learn the strategic 5 stages to find and expand your key profit drivers, as well as how to immediately implement this system in your business. You'll be amazed at the opportunities for optimization and maximization and the effect that a few small changes can truly make. Force 6. Optimize your operations. 50% of restaurants that open today will close within 3 years. When you embrace the philosophy of Kaizen, or constant and never-ending improvement, you are always adapting, making new plans and projections for your business, and charting the path forward. But, as countless disclaimers state, past performance does not always indicate future results. While strategic innovation is imperative, so too is keen attention to the small details that will determine your levels of profit or loss. Your ability to measure these key indicators and continuously make the right adjustments will determine your levels of success as you grow your brand. This is about knowing the real markers of progress, having systems in place to monitor these performance indicators daily, and taking corrective action as needed. Following these 3 precepts will enable you to provide a solid framework for growing your restaurant. The 3 key components to operational optimization. 1. Be financially literate. You wouldn't attempt to fly a plane without a clearly visible instrument panel. To avoid flying blind at the helm of your restaurant, you must be intimately familiar with your P&L. Prime costs, budgets, and projections. When you know what these are, what they mean, what affects them, and the outcomes these financial statements predict, you are in a much better position to avoid the inevitable turbulence and reach your ultimate destination, your dream restaurant. 2. Contain your costs. We've all heard about new restaurant projects that go over budget by 200 or 300%. How does that happen? It's hard to accurately predict the future, and we're all just bad estimators. The answer is to break the big picture down into smaller chunks. You must be able to zero in and focus on separate departments and processes and evaluate them regularly, along with the performance of your people. When you have each line item nailed down, you can identify your return on investment for each and make the adjustments that will keep your restaurant on track. And 3, protect your business. The best advice I ever received from my mentor was this: never go cheap on accountants and attorneys. Get the best. You must engage with an experienced attorney who can make sure you are protected from liability for things you might never see coming. Remember, the average lawsuit today begins with legal fees upwards of $250,000. Lawyers are like football referees. They know the rules of the game, and when a foul occurs, players pay their lawyers to straighten it out. This is how the game works, like it or not. An investment in a quality attorney will save you a significant sum in the long run. Being able to measure where your business is, where it's going, and being able to see the blind spots that could get you into trouble are paramount for any business. Same for an accountant. You want someone who is going to go to battle for you. As you grow more successful, you'll want to hire an accountant that is skilled in asset protection for your legacy. Force 7. Turn guests and staff into raving fans. The core strategy behind any outstanding restaurant, any brand who truly dwarfs their competition and creates massive client loyalty, is to anticipate and meet your clients' and staff's needs in a way that no one else is. Others are discounting their menu or cheaper service. They are commodities. You are unique. You have differentiated your restaurant by standing out in a bold way. This is the key to making sure no one else in your industry even comes close. The bedrock principle behind driving force number 7 is culture. It's not just about being different. It's about providing so much value that your guests and your team can't help but tell others about it, with genuine enthusiasm and excitement. Here are 4 keys to enlisting your guests and team in telling your story and ensuring that your market position is always on top. 1. Deliver more than you promise. You will always need to promote your menu or services, but as you convert your one-time guests into repeat visitors, give more value than they expect. Surprise and delight them with added value, and they will reciprocate in kind, sharing stories of your outstanding guests' experience with their friends and on social media, who are then primed to become your next guests. 2. Empower your team to exceed expectations. Meeting minimum requirements is one way to run a business, and it's a sure route to failure. You and everyone on your team must be committed to doing whatever it takes to make sure you have raving fan guests. You've heard the legendary stories about how restaurant groups like Cameron Mitchell take care of their guests. They have a saying that the answer is yes. What is the question? You must empower your staff to take the initiative and make the on-the-spot decisions that inspire lifetime loyalty. You have to create a structure and a system that allows everyone in your restaurant to consistently exceed your guests' needs. 3. Reward your best guests. Remember, the most expensive thing you can do as a restaurant is to acquire a new guest. For most restaurants, this takes up most of your time, energy, and money, and is one of the hardest things you do. Therefore, the easiest way to make additional money is to serve the guests continually and better than you have. Use your client data from your POS system to identify those who come back more often, spend more, and refer others, and let them know how special they are. Exceptional discounts, special offers, and first priority status are ways to ensure that you don't lose them to new competition. Also, your best guests deserve your best offers and personalized communication. Get personal. And 4, continually ask them what they want. Innovation is essential today. Your restaurant must continue to evolve to effectively meet your guests' needs in unique and powerful ways, or you face the certainty that someone else will rise to that challenge. So, how will you evolve? Ask your guests. What is the biggest challenge they are facing? Time? Convenience? How can you make it easier for them to do business with you? And then figure out how to help them in ways that they can't help but rave about your brand to others. Force 8. Mindset and Habits. This is the hidden force that is stopping you from getting the restaurant and life you want. The number one chokehold in any restaurant is the psychology of the leader, your mindset and habits. We live in a world that is hyper-competitive, and yet, while great systems and strategies can provide tremendous advantages, the ultimate advantage is still the psychology and skills of the business owner or leader. Your restaurant reflects your mindset and habits. Is cash flow really the problem? Is more competition truly limiting your growth? Is there really no way to break into a new market? Are there no good people out there to hire? Reframing your obstacle as an opportunity can provide you with endless possibilities for growth. How can a restaurant owner grow his or her profits by 50% in the next 12 months? The key to making documented, explosive profit gains is optimization and maximization. The goal is to make small, incremental changes that altogether make your entire restaurant significantly more efficient and profitable. If you're not doing this already, you're working hard every single day and you're still not at the level you deserve. The secret is little things aren't little. They're everything. Those little details, every guest you get to return, every margin you increase, every promotion you run, every dish you make, every person you hire. If you don't measure it, you're not managing it. So, you're not managing the driving force of what comes into your business to get those profit levels you deserve. I coach my members to think like treasure hunters. They know there's treasure in their restaurant, no question, and I'm going to help them find it no matter what it takes. If we try something and it doesn't work, we're going to try something else. And if that doesn't work, we'll make another change. And if that doesn't work, we'll shift something else until we get the result we're after. My mission is to build your brand, strengthen your team, and increase your profits. What's next? If you want to create a compelling future for your business and dig deep into these 8 driving forces of restaurant success, attend my 2-day Restaurant Owner Bootcamp. I will help you define a clear map, your business GPS, so you can stay on track and achieve your business goals in the shortest possible time. You can sign up at restaurantownerbootcamp.com.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Coach Podcast with Donald Burns. Tune in next time as we serve up more ways to maximize your potential. Visit our website at www.therestaurantcoach.com or download episodes at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify.